We get to finish this hour of the exchange with some music, and not just the music you're hearing now. Tomorrow is First Friday. Our First Friday art segment returns, and we mark the occasion with something like a First Friday Eve. This is the first Thursday, which we bring in Josh Gross from the Rogue Valley Messenger for a segment featuring bands coming to the region. It is called Rogue Sounds. Josh, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Seems like there's, you know, every time I say this, it's, you know, things are heating up, but boy, especially in June when you can really start playing music outdoors, this is when things get really busy.
Yeah, this is the time of year when I start thinking about moving north. Just
because it's so hot?
Yeah, I sweat. I sweat. So that's the short version of it. I sweat. So like every time I start walking, like, you know, like a stiff-legged, tent, you know, and like I get thigh chafing, and so I'm just always like, let's go back to winter when it was dark and pleasant and I could wear pants, you know.
All right, so people shouldn't hire your band in the summer, is that what you're saying?
No, well, I mean, it's just, you know, if you're looking for a sweaty dance party, not just a regular dance party.
I was gonna ask you about sweaty dance party. Yeah
so there's a great sweaty dance party tomorrow. I think we're playing them first.
Is it Dirty Revival?
It is Dirty Revival.
Let's hear from Dirty Revival.
Let's hear them.
So, Dirty Revival with Dirty Love, band out of Portland, I understand?
Yeah, they're actually one of Portland's biggest, like, club draws right now. They're just, you know, just, the city has a big, you know, reputation for doing indie rock, but there's a lot going on there, and these guys are just packing the clubs in. It's a group of high school friends that are just super into soul music, but they kind of got, they'll spread out. They got one guy who does like raps over some of their beats. I think there was about a rap about to come in just when we cut out there, but these guys are great, and they bring a serious dance party every time they come to town. So
I'm interesting sound, good to hear them. It's, you know, it sounds similar to stuff I've heard before, certainly, but good, well done. More surprised at the venue, the Talent Club is really bringing in a bunch of that.
I mean, this
is the place that still has, you know, pool on its
own. So, I editorialize for a moment?
Sure.
You know, the Talent Club is actually doing a really great thing right now. They're bringing a lot of great bands and bringing a lot of good acts. And there's one simple central reason, and they're doing the thing that no one else locally is really capitalizing on, which is that they have picked one person who is in charge of the booking and the promotion, and that's their job because it is a full time job. Whereas a lot of performance spaces just like, hey, you server, you look like you're not busy right now, why don't you go book the stage? And it makes a world of difference when you have someone who is invested in the music scene and who is invested in music and understands the sort of business of it and wants to get people out there. And they've been bringing great acts that are coming in off the road. They've been putting up lots of flyers, pushing it out, doing a lot of touring, and it really does show. I went to a show there on a Monday with like 100 people.
Really?
Yeah, it was great.
And so do we have a name for the person who's doing the booking at the time?
His name is Jeff. He plays in a group called Squirrel Soup Duo, who is a great little, like, sort of, like, fun jazz pop trio. Duo. I almost said trio. I met him in passing a couple times. Mostly it was just, like, it was just really nice to see someone saying, like, yeah, we're going to dedicate this to one person, and they're really going to, you know, that's going to be their job. And that it makes a world of difference, and it's really showing. So.
Wow. So 100 people on a Monday.
I didn't do a count. Okay. It just felt like 100. But it was a packed show on a Monday night. Let's go with that. It was kind of surprising. So
I actually had a chance to look at Dirty Revival's tour list, and they just played. Was it Reading or someplace south of us? Someplace south of the Rogue Valley. But anyway, so the point is that this is their one Rogue Valley engagement, from what I could see.
Yeah,
in the near future.
And they've been they've been coming back once or twice a year since they started coming, and it just building like a bigger audience every time. So,
and this is tomorrow night.
Friday, June 2nd.
Okay,
First Friday.
That is Dirty Revival from Portland. Coming to the Talent Club, and then we have another group called Shoring.
These guys are also from Portland. I think they're in the current issue of The Messenger. We've got an interview with them. These guys are like, they're fascinating because they were all like, some of them have been friends for a long time, but they're just kind of in that like, we're getting old. This band thing has got to work before we get too old to do it. We're like, we're starting to lose people. People are having kids. People are buying houses. People are getting jobs. We got to get on this quick. We got to do this. This is now. It's like the mobsters looking for one last score, and they just knocked it out of the park with this album they ended up putting together.
In that context, the name of this title we're about to play, Holding Me Down, sounds as in things like marriage and mortgages holding people down.
Right.
So let's hear Holding Me Down from Shoring.
It's up to me. One day you will see all that something. meant to say.
Holding Me Down from Shoring. And where are they going to be playing?
They are going to be playing at Oberon's in downtown Ashland, which is a, if you haven't been there, it's a kooky little place. It's, it's kind of like walking into the Shire from J.R.R. Tolkien.
Right.
They got a great window traffic. It's very intimate, you know, and it's a very small place, but it's actually a really fun place to see a show that's a little too loud to go in there because it just feels very present. You know, you're right in the middle of it. There's no way you're practically not on stage with the band. So.
It is the width of a storefront, I noticed.
It's pretty small. But it's you know, it's great. It's fun. It's got character. And there's almost never a cover. So it's easy to kind of, you know, just walk in. If something looks interesting, check it out.
Josh Gross back on the Exchange with our Rogue Sound segment, telling us about bands coming to the Rogue Valley. So Helmet. There.
Helmet.
This actually has a Rogue Valley root, doesn't it?
Yeah. Now, Helmet is an international best-selling stadium act. They're like a big deal, like toured Nine Inch Nails, that sort of thing, mm-hmm. like platinum albums. Their guitar player grew up on Riverside in Bedford in a hotel. And he comes back to visit every so often to see his dad. And in the last 2 years, they've started... Helmet played their first ever local show last year, I think it was, at... Howie's in Medford, and this year they're coming back and they're going to be playing a big outdoor festival in the center of downtown Medford in the commons, the park mm-hmm. blocks, called Melomane, which is being put on by it's sort of in memorial of a local musician who died, and his friends and family decided to put together this festival. They've been doing it for a couple years now, but I think this is the one where they finally like hit their stride, not only just because they booked an international platinum best-selling act, but because they really just... They're like, oh, we finally figured out how to put on a music festival. It's pretty, not to like fire shots across the bow, but just last year I kept hearing about it in retrospect, and this year I'm hearing about it like in advance, so that's a big thing.
So Paige Hamilton is the person you're talking
about. Paige Hamilton was
in the studio a few months ago as the part of the Brit Guitar Trio, fluent in many guitar languages, I find.
Yeah, he's kind of a wizard. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a wizard to watch, and the fact that they're playing downtown in Medford is pretty cool, and there's a lot of other great groups I should have written them all down, but there's a bunch of great local acts that are playing. I know I'm pretty sure the Hollow Bodies are playing another very wonderfully loud band, so... I think it's going to be interesting because it's all happening, like I said, right in downtown Medford. And I think a lot of people are like, what is going on right now? Mm-hmm. Something awesome. That's uh-huh. what's going on. So
let's actually hear from Helmet.
Yeah,
this is
let's
Unsung.
Do it.
Does that sound like a young Ozzy Osbourne?
It does.
It's amazing.
It's a pre-Osbourne's Osbourne, right. as they say.
So the Commons win for Helmet?
That one is on Saturday, June 24th.
Mm-hmm. And as part of a much larger festival?
Yeah, Melomane. And mm-hmm. You can find out more about that online. And I've been seeing posters and stuff up, but I would recommend getting on their Facebook page, looking for the Facebook events, get the complete listings, mm-hmm. all that.
And so how long during the day is this going to be running?
Oh, I think it starts at like 3 in the afternoon and runs at like 3 to 10 or something, but don't quote me on that. I'm just shooting.
You could spend hours and hours in that.
Oh, yeah. There's like 7 groups, so mm-hmm. it's going to be a pretty expansive thing.
Sounds exciting. So when Paige Hamilton was here, I was trying to ask about his life with Helmet and everything, and I guess they're gigantic in places like Australia.
Yeah. What's interesting is rock music has started to like wane a little bit domestically, and a lot of the big groups have found this real second life abroad. Like especially Eastern Europe is huge. Like I know a lot of bands who don't play here almost at all, but they go tour to huge crowds in Eastern Europe. Australia is really big, and Asia, the rock music is really coming up there a lot. So it's interesting that trend's going. Maybe you just kind of have to move with the market, but.
go
but
the
yeah, but a lot of them bands you'll see a lot of groups that don't play very often domestically and but clean up abroad.
Yeah, they're really popular abroad. The band here now that we're going to talk about next is the most careful pronunciation of the day. The Shifts.
Yeah. These guys here, I'll to be it straight, I knew nothing about these guys, and this is why I always say it's like so important to have posters and online listings and stuff, is because this is the kind of these guys have been pretty much in solid rotation on my online listening since I found them, and it's just because I was like, oh, look at what's this, I wonder what it is, it sounds interesting, I'll take a look. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa, this is great. So
so here's The Shifts, yeah, with Something You Don't Know. It's a real full sound.
Yeah, it is. I like it.
They got a bunch of guitars on stage and some keyboards too.
Sure, probably. I have no idea. That's what I'm saying. I a lot of times I bring you bands. I've seen these guys 2,800 times. I went on tour with them. These guys, I've never heard of them before, and it's great. I love that feeling because I was just like, wow, I just found something cool.
That is one of the really wild things about this time in history is the ability to do things that you didn't used to do. You have to call friends in foreign city, you know, other cities, and say, "You ever hear this band on your radio stations there?" And now you just go to the internet and you can find them right away. And
in your day, you probably had to send carrier pigeons and stone tablets.
All right, wise guy. I'm not that much older than you. Old enough to be your father, certainly. And I will take you over my knee. All right, so The Shifts will be playing where and when?
They'll be in Oberon's and Ashland on Saturday, June 24th, which is the same day of Melomane. So if you've had your helmet doesn't rock your socks off completely, you still got one sock left. Going to Oberon's.
That's right. Take that sock and walk yourself down to Oberon's.
Or if or if helmet sounds like, ooh, that sounds like I might need a helmet, I'll just stick to The Shifts. Shift your plans,
Okay, yeah. North by North is the final band we have to offer.
Yeah, and these guys are
Rogue Sounds.
And these guys are another one where it's the same thing, where I'd never heard of them before, but they're apparently on the perpetual tour where they've sort of like moved out of their house and they just live in a van on the road playing everything they can play. And they got this great kind of like garagey psych rock sound, and they're actually doing two shows in there. I think they're playing at Oberon's 2 days before I'm playing on the 24th also along with The Shifts, but they're gonna be at Johnny B's in Medford on Monday, June 26th. So
June 26th. Okay, let's hear from Babes in the Woods by North by North.
Yeah.
North by North as part of Rogue Sounds here on the Jefferson Exchange with Babes in the Woods. Josh Gross is back to present all these bands. And you said June 26th at Johnny B's.
Yeah, Monday, June 26th at Johnny B's.
So you were talking about the bands that like give up, they move out of their houses and move into a van and stay on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine there are some real challenges to that lifestyle. But I mean, when you talk to people who've done that life, I mean, is it a mixture of wistfulness and oh my godness?
Well, I mean, it's certainly better when you're younger, so your back starts to hurt some more as it goes on. But
yeah.
One of the challenges, people are like want to keep you at arm's length. Ooh boy,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's hose you down first.
But for musicianship and the ability to continue playing a lot and really just get your chops down in terms of playing before a live audience. It's
sure.
Got to offer some benefits there.
It does. I mean, the if you want to get like academic about it, it's the whole 10,000 hour theory. You're familiar with that, I assume?
Yeah, you practice anything for 10,000 hours, you get good at it.
Right. Well, let's hope so.
Well,
but 10,000 hours is sort of generally perceived to be as like the magic number in which you become like an expert. Malcolm Gladwell wrote a book that spoke extensively to this, and he had a whole chapter on the Beatles in which he said like the reason the Beatles were a good band. They always had good musicians. They had the fundamentals, but part of what made them is that they went to Germany and they played as the house band.
Six, 8 hour gigs, didn't they?
Yeah, where they're basically playing like full shifts, where it wasn't just like, oh, I'm playing one set. It was just like, we're on stage for 6 to 8 hours, just playing. And you had to be amazing, and you had to like learn your chops to keep that up. And being out on the road doing that, the more you are on stage, the more comfortable you are with your material, the more comfortable you are with your people you play, the more comfortable you are on stage. It just, it makes it, it makes it all do a lot better, you know.
All right. Always good to have you here. Yeah. Thanks for introducing us to Dirty Revival, Shoring, Helmet, The Shifts, and North by North. Josh Gross is the music critic at the music writer at the Rogue Valley Messenger. Thanks for joining us once again for Rogue Sounds.
No problem. Glad to be here.